Welcome to The Creative Fault, a weekly podcast that is for creatives and artists. Get your weekly gems and jewels when you want to self-improve, educate, sprouts up your lifestyle, and just get some little bit of entertainment along the way. Welcome to The Creative Fault. Hey people, this is Marilfa from MCJ Studio and I am back with another podcast. Now, this has been a long time that I've done a podcast. I think the last one was in May 2018. And I have to say, in the meantime, a lot of things have happened. A lot of changes in my life as an artist, and I will talk about that in another podcast, but now I just want to reintroduce myself just to freshen up the memory of who I am, what it is that I do, and why I'm giving this podcast actually to you as an offer for the audience to listen to, and why I would like to share my story. So, like I already said, my name is Marilfa. I am living in the Netherlands in a very small city called Zaandam. And I am an artist. And I also like to call myself an artpreneur, because being an artist actually means that you also have to be an entrepreneur. But later I will tell more about that. Let's start at the beginning, at the very base of who I am, which actually it comprises out of three pillars, three foundations, as I would like to look at it. There are, of course, many influences and many inspirations and many perspectives and many stepping stones, of course, that have built me to be the person that I am right now. But in those 35 years that I'm walking around on this planet Earth, I can say that the following three pillars are the most important ones in my life when it comes to being the artist that I am right now. And the first pillar that I want to begin with is, of course, the most important pillar, and that's family. I have my creative input and my creative talent from my grandmother and from my mother. I know that for a fact, because when I look at my grandmother, she is really, really good with a pencil, and also very, very good with sewing clothes. She would do that for herself. She would do that for her own 9 children. And she would also do that for other people. I can remember when I was a little girl and I was living for a while at my grandmother, that a lot of people would come and visit her and always would ask her, can you sew me this? Can you do it like this? I love this style. Can you create that for me? Can you create a simple t-shirt? Whatever it was, she would create that in an instance. And mind you, this woman did not have a single day of education. This is something that she did just by trial and error. This is something that she did because she loved to do it, but also it was a necessity. In the time that she was living in Suriname, my background is from Suriname, Surinamese. For those who do not know where Suriname is like in the northwest side of South America, like one of the small toes of that continent. A very small country, but a beautiful country nonetheless. And as a young woman with so many responsibilities and, you know, having to feed her children, having to take care of herself, she had the necessity, of course, of making her own clothes. So she started with that, and she actually never stopped doing that. And it was a good side hustle for her, you know, so a great way to make money for it. Unfortunately, she never built a business out of it, but looking at it, she was already very, very much an entrepreneur, because she knew how she could, you know, just make clothes for herself, wear them, sell it to the people, and people would just flock to her like flies to the light, and just ask her for anything, and she was able to create it. Nowadays, she's pretty old. She's over 80 years old, and she's not really able to do that anymore. She doesn't trust her hands. So it's sad to see that she's not able to do that anymore, but it's great to know that she had this beautiful talent of creating her own things. I know that my mother is also very, very, very artistic when it comes to drawing and illustrating and coloring. It just came so naturally for her. And again, actually the same story. She had three children, which of I am the middle one. And for her, there was just no opportunity to really develop it into something that could, you know, make her the next artist in the family, or, you know, do something that she really would love to do from her heart and her soul. And there's me having all those great genes in here in my body and having this talent. And also at a very young age, being busy with a pencil, the markers, it doesn't matter what it was. I was making my own stickers. I was giving that in the class. Kids would come to me and say, hey, can you create this for me? Can you do this? For the school newspaper, I would create comics, and so on and so on. And now looking back at it, I was actually already having my hustle. I never asked money for it, but the fact that the kids would come to me and say, hey, can you also make a sticker for me, or can you draw something for me? That already shows that if you have a talent, you can definitely turn it into something that people can enjoy, that people would love to have. So that for me is already the proof that that is a very important pillar in my life. Now, the second important pillar in my life is, of course, the rich history of the Netherlands. There are so many great artists here in the Netherlands that have such a far reach here in the whole world. And I'm talking about artists like Van Gogh, I'm talking about Rembrandt, I'm talking about Piet Mondrian, I'm talking about so many Vermeer, so many people that have transcended the borders and even have invited people from other countries to come here and go to the museums and see the work of these great artists. Now, I have to say that they indirectly have influenced me. So not directly. It's not that I directly look at their style and have applied that onto my own work, but indirectly, knowing that these great masters have developed themselves for years and years and years and years on, shows me that this is actually a process that you have to take step by step. This is something that you cannot rush. It is a taste. It is a style that you have to develop, and you have to stand by it. So that perspective indirectly influenced me to develop my own style, to be confident enough to say, well, this is what I produce, this is what I want to bring out, and I'm standing by it. I'm putting my name on it, no matter what people might say about it. It doesn't mean that there is no room for growth, of course. It doesn't mean that there is no room for evolution. There are, of course, many ways that people can learn, and even these great artists have developed themselves through the years to become better at their own craft. And that's the thing that I like to take out of it, and which has been one of the pillars in my life of being an artist. So in that way, it has been very important for me to use that as an artist and an entrepreneur. Now, the third, and I think very, very important pillar is, of course, myself. Now, mind you, before you start shooting me, I'm not saying this from a braggadocious way. I'm not saying this because, oh, I'm so great, I'm so magnificent or anything else. I'm saying this because I am the person that I have to build on. I am the person that I have to support. I am the person that I have to lean on. I have to be kind to myself, but also push myself forward. I have to be soft-spoken and mind what I put into my head and the thoughts that I'm thinking, but also be daring enough to go into perspectives and into areas that are completely unknown to me, and actually be kind of fearful for it, you know, and having a little bit of anxiety, which is normal, but not being led by it. So knowing myself, who I am, what I want to do, and what I came to do for the couple of decennia that I'm here on this planet is very important. So that's why I'm saying that I am the third and most important pillar when it comes to being an artist. I think for anyone who is aspiring to go into the creative field, and you want to really set the tone and you really want to make a mark and have a success for yourself, however you want to evolve into that and whatever it means for you to be successful, you really have to stand by the fact that you as a person, you have a character, you have a personality, and you have certain beliefs. You have to get to know yourself, because a lot of the things that we do are actually things that we are not aware of. And once we get to know ourselves and get to know how we think, how we operate, what our personality is, and how it is based upon our own beliefs, then you can develop yourself into the artist that you want to be. So it is very important to know yourself. It sounds kind of cliche, I know, but it is true. Most cliches are just true. There's so much truth in that. You have to know who you are, and you have to be also willing to leave a certain margin that allows you to grow into something more, and also to shed the things that really do not help you anymore and are not supporting you anymore, and also allowing things to help you and let you to support yourself and others. So that's very important. Those are the three important pillars, and also the three important pillars that actually make me to be the person that has now started MCJ Studio and is going in towards the journey of really having a business, and really developing this to get more, you know, meat on the bones for it. So that is actually my way of reintroducing myself. So I hope that this, you know, this recapture of everything that I'm doing, this small recapture, is actually giving, you know, a short overview of who I am, really shortly, because I think I already made an episode of who I am and already talk a lot about that. And I just wanted to refresh and everything, you know, get the dust of the shelves. It has been quite a while before, you know, that I made a podcast, and I think this is a good way just to show who I am. And really, when I'm now thinking about it, I'm so much more secure than I was last year, because I'm able to really mention three important pillars that have developed me. And those pillars are actually the things that still help me, still keep me moving on. Now, there are stepping stones, but these are just so pivotal when it comes to Marilfa, when it comes to me being an artist. And I hope for yourself that you also have those pillars, or can determine those pillars for yourself. I will definitely have, you know, more podcasts about how you can develop that. How can you, you know, determine what is important for you and what is not important for you. Talking about, you know, what is fear? Why do we fear? And how can it help us to be better artists and better people just in general? Talking about, you know, subjects like, you want to be successful, but what does it mean to be successful? Do you have a certain definition of yourself? You know, a lot of things that I would love to discuss in the coming podcasts. I can't wait to start doing that. In the meantime, if you have any questions, if you have any tips, if you have any subjects that you would like to talk about, don't hesitate to let me know. This is an interactive podcast, so I'm not just talking to you. This is something that I want to share with you. So don't hesitate to ask me about anything that has to do with art, entrepreneurship, just being a creative soul on this planet, or maybe just maybe some general stuff that also kind of belongs to the artistic part of our lives. So that is it. There's nothing more that I can tell you. I hope that this refresher has, you know, brought us a little bit closer to ourselves, and that the following podcast will strengthen the bond again. So for now, I'm gonna say have a great day. I will be back for the next episode, and for now, have a great time. See you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Your attention has been very much appreciated. Make sure to follow and subscribe to our social media platforms. See you next week.